surprised that people don't come prepared.
No, exactly.
Yeah, they come up with these wonderful ideas. Oh, yeah, okay, I'll go, and it'll be great. And then it's like you realize why we have the thing called search and rescue, because of incidents like that. And that's what a lot of it is rescuing people because of stupid things, like, oh, improper footwear for the conditions.
Yeah, no, I went up just with my IT boots when I went up there. And then I kind of went, you know what, so on the way down, I put my spikes on, my cleats. And they just fit over your boots. And but they dig into everything in that. So every once in a while, I had to stop and dig out the pine cones that were in the second cleat.
But you were safe. That was the important thing.
Yeah, that's right. I had my water bladder, so I had 2 liters of water with me. I had my bear signal, and flashlight, all that. I had all that with me.
Yeah, going prepared is a good thing. I just wish more people would. It would save the search and rescue teams a lot of effort and a lot of work. If it's good practice. Yes, it's good exercises. Yes, it's good for training for those really difficult ones. But, so you got to scramble everybody for somebody doing something stupid.
No, exactly. Yeah. And I've seen it quite a few times. I got 3 sets of cleats. That I pack with me. I got my new ones that got like the big icebreakers on it. Then I got my other ones that are they kind of got like studs in them. And then I got these little blocks that you basically put over your boots and that, and then they sit in the center, and then they dig in that way there. So yeah, I got 3 sets of cleats that I pack with me all the time.
Yeah, and you know the only reason you would have to call in a service on. Is if you got injured up there, you know, and that's totally understandable at that point that you need help getting down. But, yeah, it's just like, I can't get down because my shoes are bad. I'm sorry, that's not a good excuse. Yeah. But you're prepared. That's a good thing.
Yeah, like the buddy of mine, we went up and that's sitting at the top. I looked at his feet, kind of went, uh-oh. So I gave him a set of my cleats, come down. I said, you know what, I said it's dry and everything else and that, and yeah, it's a nice sunny day and that. But I said, because the ground is so dry, it's like a powder, I said, I don't need you sliding down the hill in that, right? So I had to put on my cleats, and he still rolled his ankle.
Oops. Oh, well. But, you know, accidents happen, but at least you took all the precautions. You did everything that you should, and that's the important part.
Yeah, he rolled his ankle in the least likely spot. It's like, out of all places, you went down the worst spot, no problem. But this is almost like just a little bit of a down slope and a flat spot. And he just tried to move off the trail a little bit, and over he went.
Oops.
Yeah, but I mean, even like what I told him, I said, it's still something over here. Like, yeah, if you want to do that, that's why I wear hiking boots now, right? Because you need the support, like your ankle support and all that, right? And that, yes, accidents do happen in that, but at least if you would have gone over in that, right, your ankle still would have been somewhat supported.
Yeah, that's why you want the ankle-high boots and that, and put a bit of tension there to give you a bit of protection.
Yeah. So, and all in that, it was actually a pretty good day. Christmas was actually pretty good. And that, so, last Saturday, I got a flat tire. The right front tire on the loader went flat. Last Sunday, the same tire went flat. And yesterday, the tire went flat again. So now they just put a brand new tire on.
Yeah, it reaches that point. It's like you only repair it so many times before you go, okay, something else is going to give.
So now I sit a little offsided. And they replaced the one tire, but didn't replace the other front tire. I'm a little offsided right now, so that's okay.
you lean to the left or lean to the right? No, just kidding.
Yeah, lean to the left. The right is bigger. So yeah, I'm leaning to the left there, so sorry. Yeah, no complaints. And then, what was it? I don't believe this, but why? Because over 17 years with the company and that, I've never got a new anything in that. I've always had hand-me-downs. One of the driver supervisors came out and said, oh, by the way, you're getting a new trailer. Okay. He looked right at me and he goes, you're getting a new tri drive too. Oh. Okay, I got the truck I have right now is 2019. So apparently they ordered a brand new truck and trailer for me.
Oh, way to go. Got to get a new one at some point, and somebody's got to drive it, and you've been there for a while, so why not?
I figure over 17 years of being there, I'd say I've always got hand-me-downs, right? The very first truck that was handed to me was one of the oldest ones there, had that for a while. And then when somebody else got a new truck, I got his Kenworth. And then when somebody left, I got the other Kenworth that I had in that. And because it was able to pull the pup, the walk, the roll-off trailer. And then I got my first tri drive from a guy up in Squamish now because he became a supervisor and they need somebody to drive. That was such a great truck. And then I got the truck that I have that was given to me from Calgary.
But as long as it works, that's the big part, and as long as it does the job, that's the important part. But a new truck is definitely nice.
Yeah, I'll have to wait and see. As I say, I'm not getting too excited until they actually hand me the keys and say, there's your trailer and there's your truck. I'm just going to keep going the way that I'm going.
And like I said, somebody's got to drive the new one, so might as well be you. You've been there for a while. You've earned it.
Yeah, I like to think that, but yeah. So that's been my week so far. I'm just finishing up. I think I got about two more loads right now for today. And then hopefully I'll have tomorrow, and then which I'll have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday off, and back to work again Friday.
Yeah, today's my Monday, and I work Tuesday, Wednesday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and then off Wednesday, Thursday, Friday again. So can't complain this week.
Oh, you're actually going somewhere this week?
Nope, not going anywhere, just taking it easy. So, you know, New Year's Day, the 2nd and 3rd, I have all those off, and then back on Sunday, so I can get everything ready and lined up for businesses to start up on Monday.
Yeah, we'll start getting all the Christmas trees coming in, so that's okay.
Lots of chipping, lots of stuff, yeah. I wish there was I wish there were more chippers around to make it easier for everybody to get rid of any real trees. I know in our building we don't allow real trees, just it's potential of a fire hazard, so that's why that's the angle we've taken for years, and it's kind of good. But, I wish there was more places you could take trees to get them chipped, just because, you know, they can use the chips for other things.
Oh, believe it or not, I see you, City I pick up City Burnaby stuff and that goes out to our farm and that, and it gets all chipped up and brought back into dirt again. The people in Langley, if they take it to the Langley transfer station, which is out in Aldgrove there, it gets picked up and then it gets taken to another spot that gets chipped up and brought back into dirt again. So a lot of the trees that are out there do get processed in that with the organics in that. And all gets brought back either into dirt again or something else. Then. So it all is reused.
Yeah, I love it when it does. And it makes sense. Like, okay, so we chop a tree down. Why don't we're going to dispose of it. We're going to throw it away. Might as well put it to some use. And that's perfect. And yeah, the city has City of Vancouver has a couple of some of the parks, one downtown, one southeast corner, if I remember correctly, southeast side. Where they'll do the chipping and that, which is kind of good, but it's just, in some ways, it's like, it would be nice if it was more common and easier, but, oh well, I understand. And then, yeah, go out the back alley, you always see all these trees half-decorated still left out there, and it's like, great, guys, take your decorations off first.
Yeah, you'd be amazed on on how people leave things, that if you go in the back roads and you travel on the back roads, that you just use all these places where people are dumping stuff and that, and you're kind of going, come on, right? I mean, for what you spend in gas and everything and that, just haul it all out there, you could have paid that just taking it to the landfill.
Exactly. That's what people don't look at. It's like, you're paying the same. Why not? Do it properly.
Yeah, I know. And the city of Burnaby used to have every year, I think they still do it every year, in that they'll have one day, actually one weekend. No, it's one day. It's one day that they'll open up their parking lot for the employees, that, and then they bring all the bins in. And you can bring anything and everything you have. And all the bins are all different marks. You dump them in all the different bins. And the way you go in, it's free. And the city of Surrey found out that for what they were paying, just to go around and pick up everybody's all legal dumping and that, it's cheaper for them to do that and get rid of it that way.
Makes sense to me. But I have to call it because I'm just pulling around the corner from work here. So I made it all the way downtown, and no real stops along the way. It's been kind of nice. It's been a great drive. Well, you take it easy. We'll catch you during some of the nets today. And don't work too hard. So we'll catch you later on. Stay safe, stay happy, and stay silly, VA7LET. Take care, Darren.
Yeah, Victor Alpha 7 Lane Michael Tango. It was a great conversation. I'll chat with you later. This is Victor Alpha 7 Fox Echo here. I'm going to go back to monitoring for a bit. 7-3.
7-3.